Good afternoon. Showers and embedded thunderstorms from this morning have dissipated and moved through southern New England, and we're left with a warm and humid environment across interior New York and New England, although a cold front is steadily approaching from the Great Lakes and southern Canada. Out ahead of this front, the wind has shifted from the southwest to the west, but the humidity levels remain relatively high, and with partial sunshine, temperatures should warm into the upper 70s and lower 80s. This will set the stage for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the afternoon and early evening hours. The best chance for strong to severe storms will be in southernmost New York and central and southern New England, where the heating of the day will be maximized. The activity will tend to move quickly through New England and off the East Coast toward sunset tonight, and drier weather will flow in on the heels of a gusty northwest breeze as dew points plummet and more refreshing air enters the region. In fact, that trend will continue into tonight, and with mostly clear skies, lows will be back into the 50s. This will set us up for a beautiful day on Wednesday with full sunshine, a northwest breeze, and low humidity. High temperatures will be back into the mid-70s on average. That same front will stall, then move back in our direction on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies. There's a good chance of showers and even some thunderstorms, especially in southern New York and New England, with highs staying in the 70s. As the front meanders over top of us Friday and Saturday, waves of low pressure will ride along it, keeping unsettled weather in the forecast into the upcoming weekend. Highs will be close to 80 degrees both days. Right now, it looks like the better of the two weekend days will be Sunday, as we'll start a drying trend with highs back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Laura strengthened into a hurricane early this morning as it entered the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is forecast to intensify and threaten the western Gulf Coast midweek, where it is forecast to make landfall as a major hurricane either Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Impacts to parts of the southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana coast will be significant, with hazards that could include life-threatening storm surge, hurricane-force winds, torrential rainfall, and inland flooding. Right now, Laura is located 585 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and 620 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas, and moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. This general motion should continue today. Reports from NOAA and Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Significant strengthening is forecast during the next 36 hours. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston, mostly sunny, scattered showers and storms, lower 90s. And mostly sunny in Buffalo with the risk of a shower and highs around 80. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 99, set in 1947. And the record low, 35 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the 70s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, becoming mostly clear tonight, lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s, becoming mostly clear tonight in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid 80s, becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, becoming windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-80s. Becoming mostly clear tonight in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, mid-70s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday. Mid-70s on Thursday, lower 80s on Friday. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant on Sunday in the mid-70s, and mostly sunny on Monday in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.